Hello and welcome to the Carnoustian Monifieth edition of the Angus Newshound for June 2016. This is Alec doing the recordings for you. I hope you're well and I hope you enjoyed the fine run of good weather we had in May. Not warm, but certainly very sunny. At the moment it seems to have changed, but let's hope summer does come back. This is a 5-week month, so there are 6 tracks. Track 1 is Me and What's On, track 2 is Mark, track 3 is John, track 4 is Pat Smith, track 5 is Pat Black, and track 6 is Sheila. Some weeks there is quite a lot of news, others not so much. There's lots of things going on in Carnoustie at the moment, and also in Monifieth, although the latest news there about the community centre doesn't come into this month. But lots about Barry Mill, about the Royal Mail moving, about fighting in the council, the station hotel being sold, Citizens of the Year, the Senior Open Golf, Monifieth Charette, more fighting about the recycling centre, which was featured last month, and the Socialise report comes at the very end of track 6. I wonder if you can help us a little bit. We're not just Carnoustie Monifieth, but the whole of the Angus Talking Newspaper Association is quite concerned about the falling numbers of subscribers. And I'm sure the number of blind and partially sighted people isn't really falling. So if you know of anyone who might want to get the CD, be interested in it, or to find who knows somebody else who might want it, it would be great if we could start to increase our circulation. You can always phone me on 07712 988 351, or you can email the secretary, Elizabeth Mountford. That's Elizabeth with a Z, dot Mountford at uwclub.net, and she will be able to provide you with more information which could be given to possible subscribers. Thanks. And here's what's on. Surprisingly little, actually, for almost the height of summer, but I'll tell you what I've managed to find out. Barry Mill on Sunday, June the 19th. I hope you've got this by then. It's almost midsummer. I think it is midsummer, actually, June the 19th. Track 3.
Hello, this is John again. I'm reading from the newspaper of Friday, May the 20th. On a happier note, the second article is entitled Dobbies and Residents Dig In. For one Carnoustie care home, spring has truly sprung thanks to the generosity of a National Garden Centre chain. The Balhousie Willowbank care home has had its garden transformed thanks to the help of Dobbies Garden Centre, which runs a community initiative scheme. Lynn Tom, activities coordinator at Willowbank, contacted Dobbies on the off chance of help and was amazed when she received a response from Louise Hutton, the local Dobbies community manager, who took the care home on as one of her 4 annual projects and provided £400 of plants and gardening supplies. On Thursday, Louise visited Willowbank and spent the day with staff and residents digging and planting. And there's a photograph of various residents with the people and some of the garden. It looks very nice. Next article concerns the closure of the Royal Bank of Scotland in Carnoustie. The Royal Bank of Scotland has announced that it is to close its branch in Carnoustie on August 11th. According to an RBS spokesman, the decision to close was made because the number of transactions at the branch has reduced by 24% since 2011. RBS has said they intend to keep the ATM and are looking to introduce a mobile branch scheme. An agreement has been reached with the post office so RBS customers can pay money in, take money out, check balances, and business customers can get coinage. Graham Day, Angus MSP, said, "This is an extremely disappointing announcement and one that reflects poorly on RBS, a bank which received considerable sums of public money in the relatively recent past. Apart from the potential inconvenience for customers,
Track 5. Hello everyone, this is Pat Black reading to you from the Guide and Gazette of the of Friday, 3rd of June. It was 3rd of June. Right, my first story is the headline story in the paper for this week, and it's about the £25 charge being dumped on residents for emptying their green bins. There has been a general public outcry following the announcement that charges for the collection of garden waste would come into force at the beginning of July. Last Monday, Angus Council announced on their website that, as of Monday, July 4th, residents will need to sign up and pay a fee to continue having their garden waste collected. Severe budgetary restraints were cited as the cause for the move to a subscription service, which was felt by the council to be a better alternative to ending the collection of garden waste altogether. Those wishing to make use of the garden collection facilities will be obliged to pay an annual fee of £25 per bin for a fortnightly uplift. Public reaction to the announcement has been generally poor, with many posting on Facebook questioning the move. Mandy Laidlaw commented, "Shocking, 100% shocking. Next it will be charges to get the recycling and the purple bins emptied as well." Susan Connolly said, "Why such a large charge? The green bin is only full maybe two times a year. After all, it's only in the better weather we do gardening and it's only picked up fortnightly anyway. But maybe only full to the top maybe twice in the summer months. So we're basically paying £12.50 per uplift of the green bin. Looks like I'll be making my own compost and I will be slabbing my small grass area." Steve Allen added, "Can someone remind me why we pay council tax? Our grey bin was not emptied as scheduled on Friday, but was yesterday, Sunday. How many employees were on double time for this?" However, on the other side of the argument, Izzy Rosa countered, "Council tax pays for more than just bin collection. I would sooner pay a £25 yearly fee than see cuts to other areas. We're also incredibly lucky that we pay a flat rate for water." More comments are on Facebook, should you wish to go there to read them. Okay, so my next story is about the hunt for the Carnoustie Citizen of the Year. This month, people in Carnoustie have just one important question to ask themselves. Who should be Citizen of the Year? From now until Friday, June the 24th, townsfolk will have the opportunity to nominate someone they feel deserves to have their good work highlighted. The Carnoustie Community Council Citizen of the Year Award, sponsored by Mackey's Preserves and the Derek Orrick Memorial Trophy for Junior Citizen of the Year, is our community's way to say thank you. Previous winners of both awards have exhibited the whole gamut of human endeavour. There have been champions of charity, fundraisers like Marie Curie, patron Petra McMillan, civic heroes like Wendy Murray from East Haven, and Mary Bushnell of the Carnoustie Gala Committee, award-winning musicians like the entire Carnoustie and District Brass Band, youngsters like international level fencer Caitlin Philbin, and the visually impaired swimmer Erin Goldstraw, just for starters. Natalie Ross, Carnoustie Community Council Secretary, said it's always lovely to be able to share positive stories, recognising diversity, voluntary contributions and talent within our community each year. We want to ensure remarkable achievements and or outstanding contributions to our community, and we hope that they continue to be recognised by fellow community members and are offered tribute by means of a prize-giving evening. There's always someone in our community is doing something to help their fellow citizens, going above and beyond, achieving something spectacular in their chosen field, or perhaps battling bravely with a life-changing condition. This is your chance to show them that you're aware of their achievements, you appreciate them, and that you care what they do. Now is the time to nominate for Citizen of the Year. Make it count. Nomination forms are available from Carnoustie Library, Carnoustie Access Office, and MacDougall's News Agent. You can also send them in by email as well.